FM, best frequencies forever.
Community radio. All your friends are doing it.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. My name's Clementine. I'll be here with you until 11 a.m. playing a bunch of sentimental pop music. Like that last track you just heard, that was Tea Room with their track All Okay. So the track is called All Okay, and that's off of their album Dress Up. And it's funny, on their Bandcamp, they have a little sentence that says, "The world is just a huge costume party, and we're all playing dress-up." Which is, in some ways, true. Or really, actually, very true. But yeah, they're based out of Ontario, or Mississauga, Ontario. I probably butchered that immensely. But anyways, that was Tea Room with All Okay off of their EP, Dress-Up. I believe that was self-released. as well. Yeah, for the next half hour, you're going to hear a bunch of music, a lot of them released this year, some like old favorites as well. It's, yeah, I think, I don't know, it's a weird time. I feel like it just hit me that the year is almost over. We just missed Halloween. And right now I was like, it is Thanksgiving, it's just next week. So I was thinking about like making a show based off the songs that I'm grateful for, but I felt like maybe that would be a bit redundant because I feel like I'm grateful for all the stuff I play and grateful for all the, I guess, being able to do this and share music with you and be able to like have the internet and have a space where like you could find and discover music that you otherwise wouldn't easily. I guess instead of having like a Thanksgiving set, I just had a little grateful Thanksgiving spiel. Anyways, let's keep the music going. Thank you so much for tuning up. I'm tuning in. Up next, you're gonna hear a new track by Caroline Says. This is Smoke and Mirrors off of their EP called Ohio River. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. lives here where she went. Capture the castle, I breakfast with champions. I ran with the wolves to the sidewalks and things, but no one belongs here more.
FM is an award-winning community radio station coming to you 24/7 from the heart of San Francisco.
I love BFF.FM because of what it represents, you know, a uniting of the local music community.
The diversity of shows is way more fun than any kind of commercial radio you might find.
Become a monthly donor and you'll be connected to a cool community of music lovers helping us build strong community radio for San Francisco. Our besties.
I get to go to these cool bestie bashes and I get to have a sweet members only pin and I get to feel like I'm contributing to the community.
Join us at bff.fm/donate.
bff.fm.
Streaming with my besties.
Hey there. Thank you for tuning into Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM. My name is Clementine. I'm here every other Saturday morning playing a bunch of sentimental pop songs. This week you're going to hear, or you've been hearing, a bunch of like newer tracks. Like that last track you just heard was, I think they're still Seattle-based, Megabog, with the track Diary of a Rose. That's off of their album that they released earlier this year called Dolphin, off of the label Paradise of Bachelors. And the track itself is inspired by a myth that suggests that humans evolved from sea creatures. And there are some individuals that like moved to land and some that chose to stay within the sea. And those folks eventually, they decided to like stay in the ocean and explore the darkness as dolphins. So yeah, that was Megabog with Diary of a Rose. Prior to that, you heard Ings with No One Belongs Here More Than You. That's off of their album, which is very appropriately named Lullaby Rock. That was self-release. And I think this is finally her debut album after 6 years and two EPs. It's super soothing, and I believe she's also based out of Seattle. You can purchase her, if you're interested, you could like find out more and purchase a copy off of their Bandcamp, and I believe it's like using recycled materials. And it's funny, like she has a link that says, did you know you could like recycle old CDs and like send a link out to another website? So yeah, that's pretty great and pretty green. Prior to that, you heard Men I Trust with Pines off of the album that they released earlier this year called Uncle Jazz. I believe that was self-released. I played a track of theirs earlier this year, and it's super, I don't know, it's kind of beach housey, but still pretty delightful. And if you're interested and want to see them live, they're playing at the UC Theater in Berkeley this upcoming Wednesday on the 27th. So yeah, they're playing alongside Turnover, and yeah, should be great. Highly recommend checking it out if you have no plans Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. Prior to that, kicking off that set, you heard Caroline Says with Smoke and Mirrors. That's off of their EP Ohio River that was put out by Western Vinyl Records. Let's keep the music going. Up next, you're going to hear a new track by Mount Erie. This is Enduring the Waves with Julie Duran off of Lost Wisdom Part 2. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy.
On the subway in New York City, back when you were my home, not that long ago. This
journey
is
like avalanche,
upends me again and again.
It spins.
Each
day plummets
each night.
Now my mind in the dark brings it all roaring back.
That you could not bear.
Can I bear the uncertainty that arrives on the wind that came in through the door?
That I cannot hold. Our devotions mismatched.
Waking up surprised with no one around. wondering who. We could have bridged the gap, but it yawned and swallowed this world of ours that's now yours and mine. This life bulldozed by ridiculous sensitivities, seeing your face everywhere. No escape.
Seeing this love.
Except what if we could go further in? We were each other's reward for enduring the waves.
The wages of dying is love, like the poem says.
As long as the one last leap into the dark is wholehearted, it almost was.
Thank you. songs we sang along.
Yeah. fast, I can't keep up for that. Hold on, you're talking so fast, but you're not wrong. Hold on, you're not wrong. Love is a flower. I've heard love is a ghost. Maybe love is the way we feel when we're home. Maybe love is one moment. Love is a bomb. I say love is the job everyone wants. I know I do. And baby, I'll clock in with you.
All your friends are doing it.
Best frequencies forever.
Everyone, thanks for tuning to Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. My name's Clementine. I'll be here with you for the next 15 or so minutes. I'm going to tell you what you just heard. That last one was Lisa Prank with Work Hard. That's off of her latest album, The Perfect Love Song, which is actually like a breakup album in some ways. It's about like how this sort of like ideal of love kind of like isn't necessarily, I guess it's like Oh man, how do I describe it? I guess it's like about like how I think it's love was like one of a lot of her like own personal initiatives, and I think there's a lot of like stuff that was like very, it wasn't necessarily like always perfect as like how she would imagine it or whatnot. Anyways, I probably described it really, really poorly, but it's a super fantastic album. And I'm super excited because she's playing in the SF at Café du Nord on December 3rd alongside Tony Molina and Rose Melberg. I believe tickets are still available, but yeah, I would check it out. Definitely hope to see you guys there. Anyways, that was Lisa Prank with Work Hard off of the album Perfect Love Song put out by Father Daughter Records. Prior to that, you heard Joy Cleaner with See Through off of their album You're So Jaded that was released by Jigsaw Records. I think that's their second full-length album, and I don't know, I'm super into it. It's very like 90s vibe-y, like a bit 90s and kind of like slightly emo, and I enjoy it immensely. That was Joy Cleaner with See Through. Part of that, you heard Hello Darling with Kiss Your Lips. This one is slightly older, and when I mean slightly, I mean like, I guess it's 9 years old or so. That album was released way back when, 9 years ago, and I don't know, I've just been listening to them all week. I randomly was like listening to Weezer a couple, like last weekend, and was like, oh my god, there's some of these songs did not age well, but some of these songs are still classics, and it just had that, like, when they, in that one part of the Hello Darling, they had a little snippet where they, like, sang along to El Scorcho by Weezer, and it just, it's kind of crazy, because I feel like I've heard this Hello Darling song before I was ever familiar with that Weezer song, so I've always, like, had this clear association to Hello Darling through that. Anyways, that was Hello Darling with Kiss Your Lips. That was released off of their first album put out by Fortuna Pop Records. Part of that, you heard Bug Bites with See You Alone. That's an EP that they, or a single that they just released. And I think, I don't know how many like releases they have, but they're already pretty prolific. Like they've opened for bands like Dressy Bessie and Paranoids and Bleach. And yeah, this is their, I believe, maybe their first single. But yeah, super excited about that. Kicking off that set, you heard Mount Erie with Julie Duran with their track Enduring the Waves off of Lost Wisdom Part 2. And that was released by PW Everum and Son. We have about, I guess, 12 minutes, and there's some stuff I want to share with you guys. Up next, we have a reissue of The Wedding Present. This is the track Go Out and Get 'Em Boy. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
everyone. Thanks for tuning into the final moments of Fractal Chambers here on BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. I'm going to tell you what you just heard really quick before I leave it off to Carino from Hanel Sunshine from 11 to noon. That last track you just heard was a new release from Dive. That was Blanket Ship off of their latest album, Deceiver. That was just released a couple months ago by Captured Tracks Records. And part of that you heard personal favorite of mine, Diners, with How to Live. That's off of the very first EP, Throw Me a 10, that was put out by Lauren Records. I know that's not like a new release, but it's just, I don't know, I feel like since it's about Thanksgiving week, I wanted to think about things that I'm grateful for. Part of that